It's a Central Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Southwestern Pennsylvania has become a hotspot for overdose deaths. They are the leading cause of death for people 25 to 44 in the state. And in addition, the death rates have been climbing significantly over the past 15 years. In his latest article for our content partner, Public Source, reporter Jeffrey Benzing addresses whether police should stop deadly overdoses. Jeff, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Paul.
Why are some police officers against carrying naloxone?
Well, so this is the intersection of medicine and law enforcement. And naloxone is a simple nasal spray that when given to an overdose victim, essentially revives them in just a very quick matter of time, keeps their lungs from shutting down. And some police basically say this is the paramedic's job. They're trained to do that. They are the best qualified to do so, and they'll be on the scene quickly. So it's not something that they see as needing to take up themselves as police officers. However, there's also quite a few police officers that are glad to be carrying it, have saved lives themselves, and have acknowledged that if they weren't the ones carrying it, the victim could have died.
So whose idea was it to have the police do this?
In 2014, September 2014, the state lawmakers gave the authority to all fire departments and police departments to carry naloxone, which is something that has existed actually for 50 years. But with the uptick in overdose deaths and the sort of associated tragedy, there's been a real push to get this in the hands of as many people as possible, which essentially, again, it's a spray, or it's also can be a shot that if you administer it, it basically keeps the heroin or the opioid painkiller from working and thus allows the person to keep breathing and keeps them alive. They can live to use again. They can leave to get to treatment. But the main thing is that it's not another fatality on the growing toll that we're seeing here in Western Pennsylvania and Pittsburgh and across the state.
What was the reaction in 2014 when the police were asked to do this?
I think it was mixed. For instance, there's the police department in Pitcairn out by Monroeville actually had already trained with naloxone before lawmakers gave them sort of the explicit authorization. And so they were at the cutting edge. I spoke with a patrolman there for my story, and he's saved two lives as a police officer. He's also a paramedic in Monroeville and has used naloxone several times there as well. So he sort of understands both sides. He admitted, too, though, that in his department, some of the older police officers have been on the job a long time, sort of grumbled about being asked to do more, asked to do something that is pretty different from law enforcement, something that, they're not traditionally trained to do. But what we've seen is as more and more departments start using naloxone, start carrying it and see how it's actually working, that they've become supportive of it, are glad they have it, have encouraged it sort of as a best practice for others.
And at present, who determines whether the police officers will administer the drug?
It's up to each borough. The public safety leadership, sometimes it'd be the borough council, would approve it. They have explicit authorization at the state level, which is all they need, and it's essentially a decision to decide if it's best for their department to do.
And where do officers and other first responders in Pittsburgh stand regarding the administering of naloxone?
The president of the police union here in Pittsburgh was not very supportive when I spoke with him. He said he hadn't really been asked by the city about the stance that he had and the concerns he had, and was echoing that same point of it essentially being asked to do a paramedic's job. His basic main response was, well, show me first that the paramedics aren't getting their job done and that this is something that's needed, which, to be fair, in Pittsburgh, paramedics and first responding fire trucks get there quite quickly, which is different from many of the rural areas in the state. But the public safety director has said, this is something that is important. We want to get more naloxone out there, make sure that it gets there quickly. And it's been effective when it was given to the fire trucks last year, which decreased the response time, meaning it can get there faster and it keeps you from having a victim who dies because time ran out, and also from suffering brain damage because their lungs have shut down and they're not getting oxygen to their brain. And so, again, it's kind of a mixed reaction. And the question is to basically get as many people who can equipped with it so that you don't have that situation where you're standing around saying, well, I wish that the folks who actually were carrying it were here. I can't do anything.
It sounds like a lot has changed since 2014. That just in the 2 years since this first came up, we're seeing a lot more heroin overdoses. The opioid epidemic, as it's called, is spreading. It's increasing, which therefore apparently has increased the need for this kind of quick response on the part of not just paramedics and firefighters, but the police as well.
Absolutely. I mean, there's certainly the argument that the paramedics are getting there quickly. They're doing a good job. Certainly that's true. However, we're also seeing more deaths. So those are cases where people are not getting help, are not getting the naloxone. And there, along with that, there's been a big push both here in Allegheny County and at the state level to get naloxone, which previously was available only by a prescription from an individual doctor, to get it in as many hands as possible, which means family members, friends of drug users themselves, so that if you're in a situation where, say, you're at someone's house, everybody's using heroin, you're using heroin, somebody starts to overdose, you have the naloxone kit with you. You can immediately administer it and save somebody's life. And that cuts down the need of having to wait and alleviates those circumstances where someone would be hesitant to call the authorities to save someone that they care about.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer, and I'm talking with Jeffrey Benzing of our content partner, Public Source. His latest article addresses whether police should stop deadly overdoses and administer the drug naloxone, which they are equipped to carry. Based on your reporting, do you think this will become a standard practice for police officers in the Commonwealth?
It seems like it's moving that way. There have been 880 documented lives saved by naloxone, and that doesn't capture everything. And more departments are adopting it. Shaler's adopting it. Fox Chapel is in the process of getting it. So we're seeing more and more sort of embrace it, but there's also a lot of ground that hasn't been covered. So it sort of remains to be seen if it's really going to be taken up everywhere.
Jeffrey Benzing is a reporter for our content partner, Public Source. And a programming note, Thursday on Essential Pittsburgh, we'll take an in-depth look at how law enforcement and health educators are working to combat the problem. For now, Jeffrey Benzing, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Paul.
Coming up, Washington and Jefferson College President Tori Herring Smith, who recently announced her retirement, joins us for an exit interview.
It was very important to me, as I said when I came, to bring W&J into the world and the world into W&J.
Later in the program, we'll celebrate 90 years of the Palace Theater in Greensburg. You're listening to Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.